Yeah, I could jump to everyone. I could turn. Stand an album. Right there, see, well. Remember I told you we have the opportunity to learn the Chabura. That's unbelievable for us. It's late, a short day, a Yom Tov, so we'll try to be the captain over here. Let's see if we can just open some things up. So mainly we're going to focus on the Sugya on Omen Beis, which where it talks about the Shaila of Ma'al Livu B'Tchil B'Shabbos. Let's just remind ourselves that this, right, in the Mora, on that Omen Beis, perhaps that Hay. One that on that Helen day is asks Shiloh, asks as if, you know, we have no previous information of them. That is a mutter, is a mutter of the Gemara to make the Bilu Rishayna of a Psula Lel Shabbos. That's the Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara is dealing with an issue of a Melech Shabbos. That is a malacha. That's the issue over here. As Hashem are bothered that we already had a couple of brises in the passing that spoke about this. For example, the brise of Shoktu, that famous brise of Shoktu, and I've given all the days, my Shoktu. At the end of that braisa, the braisa says, "Lagimol beis, look around 10 lines down. Ma'afishin es achosim nakal leli Shabbos tchil neishoyis echabura." The braisa says clearly, "Ma'afishin es achosim nakal leli Shabbos tchilo." That means that if the Bibul Rishena will be leil Shabbos, then Mafrishin, when they came to the BSN, they say Shu'oisa Chabura, because of Amlochon, because of Amlochon from Chabura, the Brisa says. Right? But she says, Tchila, in Birishenehi, Mafrishin Oisa Mimenu Leo Shabbos. Right? That Brisa, so it says two things in that Brisa. First of all, it says in that Brisa that it's also. And second of all, it even says that what's the basis of this? And this is because of Asiyas Chabura, which is Lech Shabbos. Now we also have the next bais over here on Adon Aleph, the Tani Kavosei Rav Chizdom, the Negei to the din of the Sugi of Avelis, that with certain conditions where we make the Shiva Tzimei Mishnah Bichal before the Avelus. So that's the Brisa over here. At the end of the Brisa says, Benkach u'Benkach. V'yivu lo'i be'erev Shabbos lo'i b'moitzoi Shabbos. And the Brisa says, 2 days. Lo'i be'erev Shabbos lo'i b'moitzoi Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Rashi, by the way, says that's referring to Leil Shabbos, but Rashi makes sure it's the Chabur. Rashi explains the reason because of Chabur. Rashi is probably quoting a Gemara, which is not back to the Maskona, right? The Gemara on that Dalon days, after explaining in different parts of the Brisa, the Gemara comes to this part of the Brisa, Omamar. The very bottom line of that Talmud is Bishlom Erev Shabbos Mishum Chabura. It says Bishlom Erev Shabbos. The only thing with the problem is Chabura, and that's what the Gemara says. That is understandable. Mishum Chabura, which is a little bit interesting. You can be happy so our Gemara over here. That even if the Gemara is taking on, it's called the Melech HaShabbos, what we know, because there's only two Psalms in the Gemara, right? It's Chavul and it's Pesach, right? One, that is two passable Melachos. So the Gemara is saying over here, Bishlomo on Lel Shabbos, I understand it's a problem of a Melacha in the SMB itself. And the Gemara takes the liberty to decide that the Melacha is a Melacha of Chabura, right? Okay, not necessarily so schwer. Maybe we know the other brides, which says exclusively because of Chabura. Back upon him, but the main point in Gemara over here is Bishlomo on Lel Shabbos, no, there's a Melacha involved. And that's what the Gemara is saying. But Mitzvah Shabbos, right? There's no Shri after Shabbos, so then there's no Shabbos. That's the sugi over here. Which the Gemara says that there must be a problem of Zera. That even that it's not in the power, it's not in the actual bia itself, but the Suda which comes along with the bia, that's the problem. Because the Chayish, that on Shabbos, that preparations will be made by mistake because of the tears, though.
Ask the question about that?
Yeah.
Last piece of Jankos to Jankos means Bain Bonus and Shain Bonus. What would be the case of onus that you would come to do the Suda of Motse Shabbos?
Well, let's hear. What's the first half of this? Of on Erev Shabbos.
Oh, so I assume there that they made the Suda, she was a Nida, and then she became not a Nida Friday morning, and then she can't do the Bila. But if she would become not a Nida Friday morning, with the Shabbos, and you already made the Chasana, there should be no problem. That's how I understood the case of Onis on an Erev Shabbos. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe that's not the right case either.
And then saw that again. Why don't you have the same, whatever onus you want to talk about?
Because Motzei Shabbos, if they made the Chasana on Thursday, and she was a Nida, Wednesday, she was a Nida, and she became not a Nida Friday, what's the problem making a Bia, Motzei Shabbos? They already made the Suda. They already made the Chasana.
But, I mean, the Suda that we're talking about seems to be a special Suda to cover the Bila Rishayna. That's the Suda that we're talking about here.
Oh, even right? If they already made Chuba. Friday for a Sunday wedding, you could do it. Now you can have such a case. Then they died on Shabbos, and now you have a case of onus that you can't do Motzei Shabbos, and you still have to wait till Sunday. Okay. If you're holding that way.
Again, clearly you're not looking for a Wednesday, a Wednesday beer and Shabbos here, right? We're talking because it's saying that. We're talking about a case where the Yer Rishonah is going to be on either Shabbos night or Motzei Shabbos, right?
How does that happen?
So it clearly doesn't fit in with a Wednesday wedding so that the basement can be open on Thursday. Right? So
that's my question.
So and as far as that's concerned, in the Ikka Shaila, we couldn't look on Tysus on the Hamer base. My little Chidu Shabbos. Right over there, Tysus discusses that aspect.
Hamer base.
Tysus says, Afagav the Tiknu should the Hei Desua Nisus Bivi. That's the question, right? Okay. So how is this possible? Right? He says that if for whatever reason he was involved, that even though there was a takana because of Tanis Besulin, but the takana only established a day for the Nisulin, not a day for the beer. Even though the purpose really was to get the beer at a certain time, but for whatever reason, maybe you have to know what the reason for that is. But Tosfos says that, like the Mishnah says, Besulin is this beer of that was the takana, right? Now, if for some reason, the beer didn't end up being then, so in the Chachamim Taka didn't accomplish, but shame, but that's it. But there is no day. But for the bee itself.
Oh.
That's what Tyson says. So that's how, it's possible that if for whatever reason the bee didn't end up happening then, and it was pushed off for Lel Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos.
Now, you're saying again, then the issue with Motzei Shabbos, they have to make another Shuda for the bee of Rishonah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. There is a Suda to cover the Divi Shaina.
Such information so public.
So the truth is that you see over here that they had a different thing, right? Because you see they talk about with the Shish Binim and this whole thing. So I don't know if it was the approach to that was a little bit different than maybe we would have thought today, right? With the shishbin that they check the map to see, they try to find the dam, that there shouldn't be any tainus. Right? So
did they see that, or that's kind of tough?
What?
Oh,
you see that yet.
Oh, okay, so. I mean, it's interesting, because you have another, there's a member of Chazal that everybody knows why you're at a chasna, and whoever says it is still,
Right. So that what that means is that it's possible that everyone knows, and that we're even doing things in that line. But it's not a question of a secret. The question is that call monopoly of pig, right? There's certain things that even though it's known, and maybe even doing things, for that person.
But if you know it's long enough that they can do a mind to pig, right?
Okay. So let me just get my train back over here. So we were just discussing that there are rises which we had so far, which clearly talk about the Bina being Osir, Bina Rishayna on Leil Shabbos. And now we're talking about this Braisa, and we're just reminding ourselves of the Gemara, the Braisa which says that Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos are Osir. So the Gemara says that Bishlomo Erev Shabbos Osir is Mishum Chaburu, right? Malecha Shabbos Kram. What the Sugi needs to explain is that what's wrong with Motzei Shabbos? And the Gemara tells us that it's a Sudat Mitzvah, so therefore preparations could be done as long as no Malecha Shabbos, right? And but the chash is that because preparations are being made, so we're fresh and mishchabenoi. That's what the Gemara says, right? There's a problem of a malacha of
so a sheet.
Right.
That's what we
call out,
right?
Mm-hmm. And now the Gemara says on that, this is one to point out, that the Gemara says that hash the ofs mahochi ev Shabbos nam exev shem mishchabenoi. Right? So the Gemara says that since regard to this right to hold them with Tzoy Shabbos is also for no reason because of Mizeh Hashem Shemenei. So the Gemara says that similarly that could follow that same kind of problem you have on Erev Shabbos, just like a reverse kind of thing, right? That you know, if the Be'ilah is Leil Shabbos, then the Seba will be Shabbos, and, you know, then it could be a problem that they see that running a little short, a little hard for us to understand how that could happen, you know. A shechita, maybe, you know, they was, the knife is an easy shechita, you know, so that's whatever, yeah, right. Yeah, and maybe the shechita, the cook is out, and I guess maybe they would catch what they're doing before they cook it, but the shechita is the problem, right?
No, so this fundamental would not be holding that it would be a deraisa problem?
So possibly. See, from this Gemara, that's what I wanted to point out over here. That from this Gemara, this Hashna of Lahochi, so really takes, you know, the Malacha that it might not be that. And like we see that there, that you know, definitely it could be that in the Malacha in the Be'ila itself might not really be a problem. So the Gemara is saying that since this bride to be God is holding another reason. And that other reason is applicable for over here. So then, you know, we don't really have anything forcing us to say that this rice or holds that in the Be'ilah there's a malach. And that's what this Gemara says. And we'll see a little more about this. So we just showed two rices over here, which clearly say that it's offer. One rice even says why it's offer, right? Because of chabura. And the other rice. Maybe it's not clear why it's offer, but in the Hemshah Chagimora, it's included as a Gzeira, so it's also Mitam Gzeira, right? Now, that's going to be a little bit relevant in our sugya, because Ashram doesn't even deal with that at all, right? Right? Okay, but let's see now. Let's see. Now the Shannon asked this question. And what's the Boyd who wouldn't claim the Shiloh? They mean the Bryces. We have just had Bryces. We tell that it's also. This is Rashi asking question right over here. Let's see that Rashi. Remember the Rashi here? Look, Rashi. Mahu Livel Betchila. You see that Rashi on that Helen base? Mahu Livel Betchila. Rashi says, "Lo yishmir lahu hach masnisa dereel." But Rashi, that those the bnei Yeshiva who cleared the shayla, they were not familiar with the brisa, hach masnisa dereel. Rashi sounds like he's talking to about one specific brisa. I really had two brises. Akoponim, right? So this Rashi over here is an unspoken question, but that's what he's asking. Rashi's asking that, what are you claiming to shalik? This is Mufusha Brayasim. And that Rashi says, Lishmilu. Right? Now, this is talk of something which it's Kedai just to point to remember, that the Rishonim do say that Brayasim It's possible that Amaron did not know all the braises. Mishnah is supposed to know.
Okay, so we'll see in the Hemshechad what's going to be, when the Mishnah, what's what, right? We'll see about that.
We have to see this whole Gemara, right? But you're raising a good point that you have to follow through, right? So the first Teretz of Rashi says is that this is an example of Amaroim not knowing all the prices, and you know they weren't expected to, right? So you know, more you could have, right? Right. You find sometimes you know Beferish says such a thing that you know that sometimes you even have that an Amora could pask in one way, and they'll tell him, well, the price is otherwise. He's, the price like that, okay? You know, then I come to argue. He has to know about the price, and you know, Mishpor the Nafshe, he held this at what it should have been. But as the price that says otherwise, then it's not. Right? Okay, so that's the first mahalach that Rashi says, and again, this is explained. That's 2 points over here, but you're saying good. There's 2 points. One of the point is they had the shalach get off the ground, right? To the price. Now there's another issue that fine, it got off the ground, but you know, in the Hemshech HaGemara, when the Gemara starts bringing rise to it, right, you know, we have to see whether our prices come onto the table or not. Okay. Inam is a clash, Shmielu Miboy Luhu Halocha Oy Ein Halocha. Rashi says an alternate pshat that maybe we take a new price. So, however, the Gemara is this topic whether Halocha like the price or not. Now, what does that mean? So, Tosafot speaks it out, but we could sort of start figuring out ourselves that our Gemara, we see as the Gemara gets involved in the Shaila, so the reasons why it's also the distant Malochas is possibly totally in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, right? So that's what it is. So there's a price, so, but that's what the Gemara wants to know, right? As the Gemara speaks through that the Arichus, that might be totally in a Machlekes Hanoim. So that's really what's behind the Gemara.
Don't you have to have a price, or a Mishnah that it's Mazur? If you have a price that says it's up to the Jewish on Friday night, don't you have to have like a price or a Mishnah, something Hanoim?
It depends what the reason for that is, right? And this is you're saying very good. But see, what let's see the Taisus over here, right? So we don't have to say things on our own. In Taisus, we saw first dealt with the first child, the practical aspect of it. Right? That how does that happen? Isn't there a takana? That's the Taisus that we just saw. Right? Okay. Right? The second part of that Taisus deals with this question. Okay, so Tosfos, the first half of Tosfos dealt with the Shaila practically, how does that happen? There's a Kfir Zman, when the Chasna of a Basula is supposed to be. Right, so on that Tosfos says that the Kfir is only on the Zman of the Chasna, not on the Bia itself. Right? Someone raised another possibility, like the Gemara spoke about, that if the Yeshiva Bezdin changes and all days are the same, then it's possible that a person can have a chastel later, and you know, and even the shoktu, you don't really have the shoktu issue because we're talking about, you know, having it later on in the week, right? So you don't need a triach lay, you know, as far as, you know, that kind of thing. Okay. Now, Tosfos. See, Tosfos runs around 6 or 7 lines down. I forgot the Sanula Ale. Tosfos is right now is asking Rashi's question. Right? I forgot. Right? Every I forgot is a question. I forgot the Sanula Mafishin Chosim Nakalalalish Shabbos Tchir Meishu Oyster Chaburum. The Sanula may be the price, so Benkach Livel of the very Shabbos. Yes, Tosfos brings both prices. Right? Pirish Bekunches, he says, Rashi already dealt with the Shiloh. The way have a Yodale, Inami, brings the second Shana Rashi, Yodale, Uboy Hoki Hilchotzo. Now, place the ads over here. Yikulamema, the Pligi Bo, Rabbi Hud Rab Shimon. Okay? So this is what places mean. That, Clinton is a Vasa that says that it's also, but we know that that Israel might be dependent on, you know, so even though, let's say, it's a stamp raisa, but if the reasoning behind that is based on certain shita tanoim, so that means that that raisa must be Rabbi Yehuda, if he passed like Rabbi Shimon, so that's how we could pass in, not like that raisa.
Even though you won't have a research place.
Right, because since we know there isn't a Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that's just an application of that, exactly. However, Tosfos Rabbon, a little further, Lihu. Al kochach nire de lo yoda habraisa bechayshin shem yishche ben oif. Tosfos says, and this is that ha'or like this, is that according to Rashi, the second chapter, Rashi says he couldn't have known the raisa, and we're still clearing because the reasoning of the raisa is dependent on machlokes tanaim, and that's really what's behind the sophic over here. And that Tosfos says, well, the braisa, the second braisa, is shemisha ben oif, right? That, like the Gemara says, that would be a reason to be author on Erev Shabbos also, right? And we have no basis. This is where your question comes in. No reason to this machlokes about that. If you just have that braisa is mukas at often times there, right? And we don't have any other source at this point. Otherwise, so Mestage is machlekes about that. Right? That's not dependent at all on the Yehuda and Shimon. Right? Everyone knows that shechting an animal, in order to eat is definitely malacha.
This question, Yvar Zahul, is also asking: should we make a suda? I think it's just the question of if the Maisa Bia is Mutter on Shabbos or not.
You're right, right. But what are you heading at?
Well, once we come up with this idea, which the Gemara doesn't take a fairish anywhere, that they made a Suda when they did the Bia Rishona, and then the whole problem is Shem Yishka made hope for that Suda that they will make when they made the Bia Rishona. So then, besides the fact of whether it's the Kapura, whether it's the Binyan, whether it's this, that, whatever, forget about all that. Their whole sugya shouldn't even start if that opens a problem. I mean, but is that what Tosfos is asking?
That's pretty much what Tosfos is saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Tosfos is saying that to say that we knew the braisa and we're clearing halacha like me, I'll tell you something, that's not the first braisa, which talks about that it's also mitam halacha. So that's totally. But the second braisa over here, which is mevuyah, that is a gzeira. So, you know, if you know that braisa, then, you know, nechlam, right? It's the whole new reason, and that's why it's out there, right? It's not relevant. The Gemara is only dealing 100%, right? The Gemara is only dealing with machlokes b'chuzin and b'shemin, right? But that's not relevant to the braisa, which says also al shem yishchet. So that's what Tosfos is saying, that when Rashi says that the copy that he knew it, but he was claiming that Tony Machlokes, that doesn't apply to this second braisa. You can only do it to the first braisa. But the second braisa, Tosfos, that's the thing over here. The Tosfos, Lihum, Akochach Nir, Jelo Yoda, HaBraisa, Hashim, Shem Yisho, Benois. This braisa, we have to say that they didn't know it. You have a Yoda, because, you know, Mike and me boyly. Hobaholoi, Paul Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Right? There's no machlokes about that. Right? So, like, well, what do we, well, what's my dealing with Rabbi Shimon? Right? This is a different point. So, on that place, it says that as far as this price, so there is only one answer. The first thing that Rashi is behind, we didn't know about this price.
Can we add on to that we, the Gemara, you know, after the Gemara knew it, and therefore the question really, for us, isn't a relevant question, but the Gemara still brought it down because it's like valuable information that we learn otherwise. And I mean, if we were just bothered by the question, so we know that really the question, you know, didn't begin because, you know, we know the answer.
Okay, so we'll see about that. Okay, now you want to know that Ravina Ravashi, the editors of Shah, right? You know, at the end of the day, they pick. So we'll see. Tosfos himself really asks a question which is a little different than you're asking, as far as the Pshutusa. Okay, we'll have to see about that. The Taisa says, V'hodle posh minele basois, Mishum demashkech tenoi de pli yelo. But Taisa asks the question, similar to a question maybe that was asked before, Taisa wants to know that why didn't the Gemara bring this braisa to be poshed to Shiloh, and it should be non-dependent on the whole Yudim Shimon. And on that basis, this is saying because the Gemara has sources that it's mutter. So at the end of the day, even though true, this the braisa which has an issa which is non-dependent, but the sources, whatever braisa the Gemara brings at the end, which are mutter, obviously they don't hold of this gzeiros. So great, the gzeiros not part of Yudim Shimon at all. But there are definitely those that argue don't hold of the gzeiros, right? That's why we weren't pushed to Shiloh because it's Gzeira, because Seif Kol Seif, right? There are sources that it's mutter, and therefore they have.
Where are the sources?
We'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara.
But if you hold on it, that is, for mutter Shabbos, we definitely need the Gzeira, right?
Right.
So when the Rebbe is saying that they don't hold the Gzeira, it means.
And much has mutter
for.
No, in other words, those that are hold that it's mutter, sin of nami, mitzvah Shabbos, and Shabbos, everything's mutter.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Right. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. From where it is, would not create any chabura. something which is which halacha is not considered a chabura.
Oh, which
the malacha?
This is the malacha of shechita.
So we'll see what the malacha of chabura is. We'll pick that in a second. I just want to just set up. Let's see again. The more it clears, damn if he pocket a chibur in this part. Now, the Gemara, let's just see, as the Gemara goes on, the Gemara, this side of the Gemara takes on, in terms of damn if he pocket. Therefore, if damn is miski pocket, so therefore, there's no maleches chabura involved at all. Right? The tzad of maleches chabura would have been only if the dam was chibura nichba. If the dam is not chibura mechet, it's miski pocket, fine, so there's no maleches chabura here. Now the Gemara continues on, where it says, in terms of dam miski pocket, the dam would tzorch v'shom, and then the pesach would tzorch v'osim. So we see from the Gemara over here, on the Gemara tells us something else over here, that the truth is that regardless, that it is still possible in malacha. What the Gemara was saying was chibur mechbar or miski pocket is we get to know what malacha is a possibility. Now let's speak this through like this. As we see in the Hemshech HaGemara, that miski pocket is still a possible malacha of Asiyas Pesach. That actually says that's the malacha of being. Right? Now, let's just speak this through over here. That, just to work the both sides of it, is that we understand that for the malacha of chabura, right, we'll discuss that what that is in a minute, that definitely needs the chabura mikhbar. But the pesach malacha, right, that's non-dependent, right? And on both stogen, right, even if the dam is chabura mikhbar, right, the Pesach Shmuz is the same Pesach, right? So when the Gemara
both whether it's Mitzvah pocket or if it's Mitzvah in both Southern Pesach is a possible problem.
Okay, but that's not a question. Right, we'll see in a minute. Right, and the idea of an Asiyah the Pesach, right, any kind of Pesach, right, is associated to Malachis. You're creating some kind of structure.
In a wall, a house, I see it being bonus, but...
Okay, but it has the cheshivas of a Pesach. You might want to know, is it possible a binyan in a person, right? You might want to... But apparently, yes, it sounds like from over here that right? You can talk about such a thing, right? Like, even if I say that, right? The talk about making chav binyan. Okay,
kind of what the piercing ears would be binyan. It would seem like a similar type of.
Okay.
I'm just calling them possible as.
Well, what was the question?
Is there's binyan in a person?
Oh.
And Tosfos says a Peladika thing over here. He says, Elo mi sha'osa ota kli. What does that mean? Referring to the woman.
Okay, but we'll see. It's not really limited to that.
Right. He says
it's
only bonus
that
he plans to use this as a way to do future
beer. Yeah, I mean, and that's what an opening means. The opening is that it can be used as a kinesiv yitzir. Right? Right? So it has its conditions, what's considered a halacha dika pesach. But,
if you say, that we talk about the other side,
yeah.
It never mentions pesach. In that whole
Igadami.
Why should it be?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, right. We'll speak about that. Right. But I just want to point that out. That lechora of the two stars and Pesach lechora is not dependent on this. right? Kabul is what's dependent on this. Now, we'll see. I mean, that the reasons why Pesach is not an issue, right, that's going to be the cheshbon over here, in the Ikid Amri. If we're reading Pesach is not an issue, right, you don't have the conditions that it should be off mitam Pesach, right, because of maybe the kavono, right, that is in the chavon, not those kind of things, right, so that's what Mar deals with, right, that the issue is mitar chaburim.
Yeah. Some have asked if you need the dam by the tzad of chabura because it wouldn't matter. Meaning, by the tzad of Pesach, you only have Pesach. So if you need it for the dam, then the Pesach issue goes away and you have no malacha. But if you have the tzad of chabura, even if you need it the dam, you need chabura. That's why it doesn't ask that.
Umatonomy again.
Meaning, even on the tzad of chabura, if you needed the dam, then you don't have an issue of Pesach. But it only asks the question on the side of Mifkud.
You mean the Kadami now?
You can ask that same question on the side of Fabri.
Over here. Let's speak this through over here. The point of the question is, we're going now down Miskit Poki, right? So there's no chabur, right?
Right?
And that means that the cheft of Moloch is not here. It's not negate what he wants, right? Chabur is not happening. Yeah, that's what it means, right?
Well,
intrinsically,
what is
chabur?
What is chabur?
Whatever you think, breaking the sun, but I mean the chabur has to do with the release of dam from a certain spot.
Chabur always do
with dam. Yeah. We'll see in a minute what the malacha. No, on the contrary, I mean, breaking things is really to kilkul. You know, I mean it's done malacha. Right.
So chabur is totally connected to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then we'll see about that. That also gets a little technical.
And what is the malacha again?
So that we're gonna get to in a minute. That's the place talks about that. I want to get to that. Right. But let's see. Right. We just want to set up the Gemara, right? Just to this thing to get things, because it's a little confusing. And if you could just set things up over here. So in the first lush in the Gemara takes on the tzad. So the Gemara, in terms of dam, is kitokit. So I mean, dam is to report that the malacha of chabura is not applicable. That means intrinsically, a chabura is not happening over here. Right? So even if he has kavana for the dam, whatever it is, it's not negay. Right? So it's not happening. So the Gemara heads on to this side. That the malacha over here is mitzad the Pesach. That the Gemara says, the dam utzorach v'shorei, dim l'pesach utzorach v'osir. Now, really, what's relevant to us over here is that the path malacha is Pesach, right? And the reason why it will be mutter, the Gemara is going, is because he's not mechav for the Pesach. Whatever reason, right? Okay. Whether it's a dam utzorach, right? For that matter, the Gemara could have said mutter later, right? When a path utzorach.
I would be getting involved in the
machlokas
between
Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon. Well, yeah, we'll see that. Right. But that's where the Gemara is heading right now, right? Kipshuta, the Gemara is saying, right, that even on the side that it's Miski Pocket, and you have the makings of a Pesach over here. Right, that's like I said before. You really still have it, right? It's not because of Mishkan now you have the Pesach. Right? What one means to say is that Mishkan Pokin, so the Malacha that we could be dealing with over here is Pesach. Right? So Chabur is not applicable, but it's Pesach. And that's where it says, okay, but now that we know what the Malacha is, now we can talk about whether he's Mechamim for that Malacha. Dr. Gemara, Adam who tzorech v'shari, by dinu lepesach who tzorech v'asim. Dr. Gemara, in Pashas, what the Gemara means over here is we're discussing a feat, right? But Pashas the Gemara is referring to the dinner of a machavin over here. So the damu tzorech is therefore there is no kavana for asiyas pesach. So it's an enim miskavin, right? The melacha is an enim miskavin. But damu pesach tzorech for us because he is a machavin. That's what the Gemara means over here. Now, in terms of loymar, the dam utzorech, zok the Gemara, upescha melka asi. Even on this sad, that is the end of
time. But the Gemara brings in the
ikedami, the hanlas asma. That's what we just mentioned before. That. The point in this Gemara is really whether he's mechavim for the Pesach. Or he's not mechavim for the Pesach. That's really all that negay. Exactly, it's non-Pesach, but it's not relevant.
It doesn't matter. So that would be the same as the Adam Utsarach.
Right. That would be the same as?
The Adam Utsarach.
What's the same as the Adam Utsarach?
And not Pesach.
Yeah, right.
Because it's something other than the Pesach.
Right.
And it's Kavar is not so reasonable. So really, you could have said that. It's
right.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I mean, the reason why the truth of what the Gemara is saying that is like, you know, the Gemara later on says, "Lanos Atmitoch," because there's always a Pesach. So if the Gemara wants to say that he's not mecham for the dam, but we can't have him be mecham for the Pesach because then you get in trouble with the Malacha of Pesach. That's what the Gemara has to have, you know, a total neutral kavona. That's why the Gemara brings it in over there. But all the Gemara right now is going that there is no Malacha of Chabura. The point is, he can be mecham for the dam also, right? Because that's, you know, that's equivalent, right, to a mecham for a non-malach. Okay, in terms of my mother, dam would sort of, who passed up melech or see a loch of Roshim Dom Adom Shem Niskavin mutter, a loch of Yudom Adom Shem Niskavin also. Zog to Gemara that granted that there's no kavona, but there's a machlekes Rav Shimon and Yehuda. Rav Shimon holds Rav Shimon's Kavin is mutter, and Yehuda holds Rav Shimon's Kavin is awesome. Now, the Gemara says, in terms of Lema Halacha Kav Yehuda, even if Halacha is like Kav Yehuda, and L'chayda, according to what we're saying, it should be also because even though there's no Kavon of Rav Shimon's Kavin, if the Isser is being done, it's still awesome. And that the Gemara says that there's still a possibility that it will be mutter. And since Lema Halacha Yehuda, Makak Leitzel Pesach, Lema Misak and Leitzel Pesach.
Why is
this a problem?
Not
a Pesul anymore. Yeah, Pesul is the more it's the topic that this Asiyas HaPesach, how do we view it? Is it a kilkul or a tikkun? If it's a kilkul, let's say like this. You know, when you're talking about Lech Shabbos, or maybe really possibly any Isser, you have first of all the Chefza of the Isser, right? That means that whatever the Isser is has to be happening. You have the Chefza of the Isser. Then there's another din of Kavonah. Now Kavonah really is Halach and Kol Tarakula, right? Machaz Yehud and Reb Shimon. We'll enough. We're going to get to that, but it could be that in Lech Shabbos that it'll have its special. A special dinim that we'll see in a minute. Mekalka. Since the actual malacha, you know, the isser was done, right? Even if that wasn't the intention of doing it, they could. You could still, that the Judah holds that you still have the conditions for the Isser. even without kavon. Now, we'll see in a minute about that because I just want to bring it up in Makalko. Now, Makalko, what is the issue of Makalko? Why does Makalko have any relevance or not? So the answer to that, Kipshute, is because in Hilchos Shabbos there's a condition called Meleches Machsheves. So the word, the Meleches Machsheves really it includes a number of things. It's hard to give a specific translation in what that means. In this sense, it means that it has to be a constructive, I think they call it, constructive action, right? And that's what a tikkun, as opposed to a kilkun.
Does it come from the word machshava?
Well, I think it's more like a lavush of chashivas, right? Happening in Chabura, right? In the Lama, when you look in the Mishnah Kragovo, Kabul is not one of the ones that I mentioned over there. Now, Tosis talks about, he brings a Rashi in Shabbos, which has a side of Tzeveya. We're not going to discuss that right now.
What is holy?
Okay. Whatever.
The blood out of a snail or something.
No, but it's talking about any time. Rashi is saying, yeah, the skin. That's what it'll mean, yeah. Okay, but let's not get involved in that right now. Tosis brings Ryan not like that, and Tosis deals with two other possibilities. Right there. Tosis says, very good, right, that the reason Chabur is because of Netilas Neshama. And that's on the first wide line. See, it's the third Tosis, that Miski pocket. If you see the first wide line of the Tosis, it says, "Alma time the Chabur who mishum etiras neshama." It comes Shmuel Hossam. Right? It brings the raya that the reason of Chabur is because of etiras neshama. Now, Shoichit, which is one of the Malachas, there's an etiras neshama. Now Tosis is going to go a step further in clarification. What does the Tilas Neshama refer to? And how does it affect the Tilas Neshama, you know, in our first glance means that something was living is now living, right? You know, Chabur, you know, the living after the Chabur. So you see in the Hemshech of Tosis like this, Tilas Neshama, now I'm the third wide line, at the beginning of the third line, when the Tilas Neshama, in the fire of the time, is from Hakhosh, or from Hakhlish, and not the Psas Nishmosoi. One possibility that Tosis had was that the Tilas Neshama is, well, you know, you could totally, take a person's life, take out his whole chiz. That's a total Tilas Neshama. And Chabura, by removing dam, would create a weakness in the person. And that's a mikzas until Neshama, which still would be fulfilling the malacha. I don't need to have a total, right? Right? The Tosis over here, yes, let's hear that. So, right? Tosis is, now this seems to be, the fact is true, that by removing dam, we'll see in a minute, by removing dam, that causes a weakness. A weakness, and that might have been the understanding of the Tilas Neshama. Now, Tosis proves that can't be the pshat. Whatever Tosis brings around, as far as that's concerned. But what I want to point out over here is, and we'll see that this will be relevant to the Maskana, that apparently the Miskit Pocket and the Chabur Mechwa have an effect on this. That means that if it's Mevui in the Gemara, the dam which is Miski Pocket is not Chabura, right? And Tosis was discussing that Chabura might because of the Kalishus, or the Chalishus, right? The weakening of the person, it's not bothered by all Gemara that was after with Miski Pocket and Chabur Mechwa. So you see that the positioning of the dam, where it is will be a difference whether you have this weakness or not. If it's Mifti Pocket, you know, you're not gonna, the removal of dam is not going to create this weakness for Shem. There's no material for Shema. That's what the Mora be saying. Now, Tosis is a Matzchadis, and Tosis learned just a little different point in what the Moloch is. It's a very fine point. Let's see the Tosis. Tosis says, the Nira Benatam called down like around 6 or 7 lines in the middle of the line. The Nira Benatam, see that is? The Nira Benatam, the word.
The first 7 lines up in the bottom of the first.
Yeah. The first word on line is the aim.
Okay.
The Nira Benatam, the Farish. So it says, Dam Sashiva Netilas Neshama. Right? The Benatam says that what's the Netilas Neshama? The actual Netilas, the removal of dam itself, that's Netilas Neshama. Not because of a weakness which is caused by the removal of the blood, but the removal of the blood itself is Netilas Neshama. Kedam wa nefesh. Uchashenekam miktsofoi, not the Netilas Neshama.
Okay, that Taisin tells us that Tam is Nefesh. I don't know, maybe one might say that the Nefesh rides is in the Dam itself, akaponim, but by removing the Dam, that's removing Nefesh. And that's the Tils Neshama. That itself is the Malach.
You have to say that it is Nishkat Tosh.
Very good. That's leading up to this. Right? So we see from over here also. Exactly, very good. Nishkat Pocket, now this maybe needs a little bit of explanation, right? Because, you know, if it were to be that, you know, every time, you know, and is Nefesh, so, you know, you remove Nefesh, right? You know, so we'll have to explain that the Nefesh, which is inherent in Dam, is just the Dam which is getting the regular system, right? But the Dam which is Nifty Pocket in one specific spot,
not really Dam.
That Dam
is a different
not Nefesh Dika Dam.
It's not Nefesh Dika Dam.
Right? That's what it would seem to be. Right? What do you say, Shlomo? Yeah? Okay. Pocket. That means that intrinsically there is no Melechus Chabura. It's not relevant. And what is the Merakha? The school is a Merakha over here. Again, this is what we're seeing from the Gemara. Right? When Merakha is Miski Papin, right? It's not a question of, you know, one side of Merakha knows no side of Merakha. Really, both of them, there is a Merakha. Right? As we said before, that the Melech's Pesach is not even dependent on this Ustodim. Right? Okay, so when the Gemara says, the first Ikadam, the first Lashon in the Gemara says that Miski Pocha, that just means that Melech's Chabur is out of the picture. That the melacha that we could be dealing with is the melacha of Pesach, and that the Gemara takes the chesbonis as far as the machaven shaboy. And now let's just is the Gemara more later on, seeing what context the Gemara says it, but being that this is an idea that I think that we're familiar with. Let's just raise this point, and we'll see it in the Gemara. But I think we're familiar with the idea like this, that granted, Dovash and Miskavin are going to sin in his movie, but it's called a psikration. A psikration is something which inevitably causes the other thing, and even if his intention is not for that, that will be murdered right away, murdered B'Shimon, that the psikration. So over here, right, we have to ask ourselves a question. We're talking about an enemachavin over here. I mean, aren't these things obscuration? So the Gemara talks about it. We're claiming that it's not obscuration. Right? We'll see what Gemara will introduce a new idea. Right? Why? It's not. We'll see whether in what malacha the Gemara is talking about and applied to the other malacha. But there is no obscuration over here. So that's why it's negay over here to a machavin. Or it's not a machaven. And like the Gemara says, that even if the halacha is a behuda, and even if you're not a machaven, it's still also, Zok the Gemara, there's a kilkul. It's possible that it's a kilkul, and because of the kilkul, that would be the basis of the heter. Now, it is worthy to speak out, and Shlomim asked this question, that the halacha is that kol ha'kachum ha'petunim, right? That there's no chiv. So the Gemara over here is trying to see whether it's mutulivu b'tchil b'shabbos or not, and that Gemara says that even according to Yehuda, that you're an enem achaven, it's still also, but it's a kilkul, not mutter, right? Let's just take this question over here. Right, second to last place. See? Tosfos says, "Pish the Yehuda is by the Mekalka b'chibur potter." Now, afal gav the potter abal also. That's the question. Afal gav for Tosfos potter also is still also rabbanim. Tosfos says two answers. Mi hocho mutu lechabchil mishum diyka tardi kal b'chibur l'davu shenim iskavi. So Tosfos's first teretz is that when the Gemara says that it's mutter contravene because of kilkul, we're still working with the enem achaven, right?
Well, I think this will be true all over, everywhere. It talks about mekalkel. If it's enem achaven, you can combine the two or make it mutter.
When you say that, are you saying this is a Shabbos halacha?
Right. So we say Rabbi Yehuda holds the kalkul is potter abo asim drabanan. What's the case where
everyone holds like that? Everyone holds that kilkul is asim drabanan, right? If it's a question of kilkul, right?
So where is the case where Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's kilkul and it's asim drabanan? It has to be the guy has kavana.
Yes. Right.
He's not being mitzvah of the fact. I mean, we don't include the fact that it's the fiat mitzvah. And it,
no, that says clearly that
nothing to do with
right.
It's just the combination of kilkel
plus household version is gavin, right?
Makes it lechatila, and it's not even it's the heart of it's in other cases also, not just by fiat mitzvah.
Right.
Why did he say Makalko for Chabura and not the Pesach?
This is one of the first
that actually means.
I mean, yeah, but in the second part of the Maras.
No, he's asking the question, why are we talking about Makalko for Chabura? We're going to the first part of the Gemara, but there is no Chabura. Right? The Gemara says in Kapol Eitzel Pesach.
That's what the Gemara says.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know what Dr. Wattes is just talking those terms.
You weren't reading it as the before. You were reading it as Pesach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go down to the second to last Teretz and Tosfos, or actually, in Taisa has a kasha, which Taisa is this kasha whether these two things helps. So Taisa has to adjust the Yishloim is a harashay tzeim yishundikin nami mitzvah. But because of Taisa's question, the Taisa has sources that even when you have both, it's still also Taisa has to now add in this third point that other mitzvah. So the way Taisa comes out is like this. That Taisa is tack on this topic. There's two stories in Taisa, whether these two things is sufficient to be matter, kilkul and enim mechaben, or possibly that you need to have that it's mitzvah also.
Mitzvah
is yeah. But it's a prerequisite to the fact that the Yishanim say that Kiddushin is the mitzvah is plural. I think Mora says, Mora Kiddushin says that mitzvah by Yisrael is bishluchai. Right? So what's the mitzvah? Can you count? Right? So what's the mitzvah? Right? So in the line of this is mitzvah plural. Right? Because this is preliminary, to that. Right? Definitely the Vishana is preliminary to that. Okay, so what we just saw over here is this point over here. Okay, there are a lot of ideas over here that you have to learn how to over a few times until you get everything together.
The
question is that the has a Gemara, right? It's more about Chritz, and whatever this Gemara over here is, that Gemara would seem to be saying that even though you have both of these factors, it's still also. So either you have to say that this is better because you have mitzvah, or because we match that Gemara, right? That's those are two starting places is looking at. Okay. Yes, but you just want to speak out the Ikadami. Let's speak the Ikadami over here. Okay, Ikadami is of the Gemara Vintim Soloimam Dam Chaburi Mishpa. Okay, this Gemara is going now Dam Chaburi Mishpa. Now, that means that you have to work out the Cheshbonis over here. But in this Tzad, Pesach is not an issue. Now, why is Pesach not an issue? Pesach is always there. Right? So, now, if it's mitzad, like kavonis, then it's really totally in the Yehuda, right? You're already going with Rav Shimon. But see, when Gemara says over here, right?
We got bigger problems to deal with. We deal with Chabura first, because it's a bigger problem. And
bigger? In what way?
And they got the small problems out of the way, so now they can deal with Chabura.
So that's what we need to look at over here is that what Bishlama on the first side of the Gemara it's possible to that the essence of the malach of chavur is not here because dam ziski pocket. That's why only we're looking at it. But the petach is always here, right? So why are you only focusing on the malacha of chavura? What happened with petach, right? So then you have to see that. So why isn't that pertained to chavura, right? Let's just read to the Gemara. Go to the Gemara. Itim shlo medam chavura nichbar ledam utzorich va'osir. But the Gemara that if the dam is chul mechah, so it's shayech to chavura. But the Gemara that do we have kavona on that or not? Now, when the Gemara
is this a case by case that some people have kavona for the dam and some people have kavona for the tassel, or is this the chachamim trying to figure out what most people would do?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like this is the shayla, the general word shayla, right?
Because it really can be different by each individual. Some people give you kavona for the dam, some people give you kavona for the tassel.
Okay. It would sound like that there is a...
We decide what their kavanah is?
Some person, what his...
It's
probably not necessarily a conscious dance. If you want to know what would be if a person type would specifically...
People are very focused on this, and people are very focused on that. I mean...
So I would have thought that no one's focused on anything, right? It's more like a subconscious das. That's what we're talking about. Now, if you have a focused person, you know, that might be different. You know, if he has a specific das.
I would have thought that all men
are focused on the Hamas. Now that might be true. Now, I think when one says Hamas Asma, I don't think that other times don't have it. The question is, it's only Hanoi Batsman, right? That's probably what the more means over here, right?
In fact, the Dhamma Tzorach is because he wants to prove that she's a student.
Okay, because the place talks about that, what that is, right? Mm-hmm. As I'm saying, quoting a Taisis. Mm-hmm.
Even if there are specific cases where a person has a specific intent, but we're trying to understand why the Chachamim made a general cloud that you can't have the be a Rishonah on Shabbos or on the Shabbos.
Whether it's Mutter or Osir, right? Is it Aloch Shabbos? The Mutter is Osir. No, that's the context of how Agumar here.
Sure, it goes on to Davov, it's Machlus Ravish Mok.
Right?
So
that's probably what we're talking to the Stam person.
But even with that, you still say that it's Osir because that's the general Machshava person, and if you specifically...
I thought even was seeing that was working the other way down, on the side that it's mutter because you don't have the das, but what about a person who does? I think that was really where he was headed.
Okay.
It might be true, right? If a person happens to have specific das, we're not talking about him. Yeah.
Then we'll be awesome.
Sure.
What you
said, Buckle, No, okay. Yeah, so let's just serious this Gemara over here. So now we're going now, Hanos Atm Hutzorach, so that means that we're missing the Kavona in the Malacha. The Intim Tomas Atmoi Hutzorach, the Dam Mimelo Ka'osi, Zot Gemara, Halacha Bihutzorach Rabashimin, right? So I did totally. Granted, there's no Kavona, but there still is, to be also because. Now this is where we have to know that on this side we're looking at the Yehuda, so then any reason why we're talking about the Chabura aspect of it?
Okay.
Okay.
We're not focusing on that because we're
right now we're just focusing on the, and we're not focusing on the Pesach side because, you know, we analyzed that in the first. Right, so right now our focus is, okay, now we have the Malach of Chabura. So there's a machlokus if you need a davish in the skavin or not. But they don't remind me. The same machlokus would apply to the Pesach side.
Okay. Now this is where it's relevant over here. Let's see over here. Vintam dan halacha krab Yehuda, right? And therefore, it's any mechaven, so you still offer. Mekako b'chaburo and misatam b'chaburo hu. Right? Now, the Gemara brings in the shaila of Kilku benegay to Chabura, right? So this point, this is where maybe where we could make the cheshbon. I know mechav and mechav, that's all the same, right? You know, to work with Yehuda, then shine and mechav is not a hetter, right? Whether the malach is Pesach or the malach is, right? But in Kilku, right, that already is, you know, they're not dependent on each other, right? You know, there could be a kilku in the Pesach and not a kilku in the dam.
I'm okay.
What I'm just trying to hash over here is that and this basically has to do with what we discussed before. This Ikeda Amri, is it true that there is a Pesach issue and we're just not dealing with it? And when the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda, you know, in Mechavin, you know, you may have two Melachos that you're dealing with. Is that what it is? Or that this Ichud Amri, Pesach is not an issue. Right? Now, why not?
The price that you have way back says the word Chavura.
Okay. One bride says Chabur, right? First bride, Pesach Shop says Chabur.
It doesn't say Pesach.
So you want to bring out that there is no Pesach issue?
I don't know.
Okay. What I'm wanting to mention over here is that I think we can make the cheshbon in Kilko, right? In the leches. You know, these two are not dependent on each other. So it's possible, I think, that there's no issue of Pesach over here is because there's a kilkum in the Pesach. That's why, as far as the Pesach is concerned, there won't be a problem. Right? There wouldn't be a problem. These two things are not dependent, right? Whether Misakin b'chabura or Mekako b'chabura, or Misakum with the Pesach, right, or Kilku with Pesach, these two things are non-dependent. So therefore, it's possible that as far as the Pesach is concerned, that we're going that definitely it's a Mekako, it's a Pesach. But that's why that's not the issue anymore over here. And this sugi is only discussing Chabura, and that's why it's a Chabura issue. I'm just
you know. The first question we were sure we had two stomachs. Isn't there some Allah from Rabbi Yehuda? Mekabel ain't so better on the Tachmei ain't so
better. I'm trying to explain the Ikeda Amri. The Ikeda Amri is only dealing with the Chabura rapidly because
we're coming on the city.
Yes.
Meaning they are certain. They didn't have a question of the first question.
Right.
Okay, I didn't think that way.
Yeah, okay.
Is how we say that the kilko is that a psula value is higher, and so she goes from a higher value to a lower value.
Okay,
that's what we say explain what the kilko is, right? So what would that have to do with Pesach at all, right? Well, let me tell you how I saw it.
Didn't the Gemara discuss that before? I mean, the Gemara originally discussed, is it a Mekakel Eitzel Pesach or not? How do you understand that?
The way I understood it is that Tamashim was Kanein, that has to do with the Malacha, right? You know, it's the Malacha's Chabura, so we look at your Kavana to make a Chabura, not Chabura. If you're, is the Malacha, is that Pesach?
You have to go on, show what time is your... of Mechet Machshavet, right? We'll see what the ramifications that had maybe on other halacha. I mean that the reason why Makako is not Meches Nachshavas, so the Moko that Reb Shimon has and Makako B'chumur is higher, in that is saying that the Meches Chabuda doesn't have the Meches Nachshavas requirement, and that's why it retains the fullness of a malacha, even though it's a makalko, because there's no din of meches nachshavas.
Maybe even
in a miskaven would not be up to it, or vishon? No, see, because any miskaven is not because of meches nachshavas, it's a fool, because it's not called perakula.
Oh.
It's such a halacha like that, right? Because Tosef talks about that. But that's a misasik. Right, this is where the Gemara Tzitzit comes out. Right, Misasik is a different kind of that. Misasik is taka a lechet nachshed tika halacha, and that the Gemara says the concept of Shimon being that makak b'chabur is chayev. So according to him, that misasik b'chabur is also chayev because. Right, that's the thing, because there's no din meleches nachshavas. That means that means the condition that a meleches Shabbos has over kol terekula that you need meleches nachshavas, that's suspended in meleches chabura. However, any requirements that you need in kol terekula, according to Bshimon, like a mechazen, that you still need.
So that just meaning you'd need a case for him where you were mechazen, but you were mitasik at the same time, and you'd still be chayav?
So a mistastic could be mechavin, right? Right.
Right, I don't know the metzias of that, but man, I'll leave it for another time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, fine, but let's hold on here for now.
Okay, so I have no